right, we got the star of the show here. Joined now by Hurricanes quarterback and Canes connection athlete, Cam Ward. Cam, we're going to need you to bring that mic in as close as possible and project that voice, my man. How you doing today?
Doing good. Appreciate you.
So, man, we got to talk about a lot of things. You just got a chance to talk to the media for the first time in Miami a couple days ago, but we're very grateful to have you here with some of the best supporters of this program here with Canes connection here at Titanic. Let's go back to your decision. Obviously, you had options. You had options to go to the next level. You had options to go pretty much wherever you wanted, right? At the end of the day, why was it Miami, and how have things been going, man? I mean, take us through these last few months here.
I just think Miami was the perfect fit for me. For my last year of college, I wanted to be somewhere where I was the only piece that was getting added. A lot of schools had a lot to offer, but I was looking for more of the offensive line standpoint. Over my three full seasons that I played in college, I've been sacked a lot of times. Some sacks were on me, some weren't. So, you know, I wanted to be protected. And, you know, the first thing Coach Dawson and Coach Cristobal showed me was the offensive line. They gave up 11 sacks last year. And once I really watched the tape, they really only gave up 6. So, you know, that got me fired up right there. Along with the receiving core, they're returning 3 starters back. We're going to add guys in the summer. A lot of defensive guys are coming back. Bane, Wesley, Kiko, who I actually got a chance to play with at Wazoo. So, you know, Miami had a lot to offer, and I felt it was the best decision for sure.
Listen, watching you today, there were some times where you had an hour in the pocket. It seemed like just watching it. I mean, has the offensive line lived up to the hype as far as what now you played with them and you've seen them against a good defensive line?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. For sure. Especially Coop. Coop's the vocal point in that offensive line. Jay Ribbs, starting left tackle, coming back. Plug and playing Zach Carpenter, the Indiana transfer center. So I feel like the offensive lines are the least of our worries right now. I feel like the biggest thing we got to work on going to the summer is just continue to come together more as a team. And, you know, that's going to take time, getting the new guys in, everybody learning everybody's personality. So it's been good. You know, I'm just blessed to be here.
We got to ask you about your transition to Miami in terms of like the city, right? You're from Texas originally, played in a completely different part of the country. What's it been like being down here in Coral Gables in Miami, especially this time of year where it's usually cold where you're from?
It's been good. I mean, the biggest thing that I want to do making that decision was get closer to home. Having my families fly 6-hour flights, then driving an hour and a half to get to Pullman, Washington, you know, that's a lot on their bodies. So, you know, I want to, you know, have them have their input in the decision. But, you know, life's been amazing since I stepped foot on campus. From the team, you know, everyone's been real respectful of everybody, no matter where you're a scholarship, no matter where you're a walk-on. You know, everyone respects everyone, and I feel like that's how it should be. So, you know, I feel like just the things that we've accomplished so far in our 15 practices are only going to get us better come August 31st.
Listen, in your interview I heard, you talked about catching mangrove snapper out here. Listen, you said you wanted to catch a mahi. When you said that, I got like 10 texts of people like, man, I'll take them on the boat, no problem, man. We'll take a mahi, we'll take marlin, sailfish. So, I mean, tell us about, you know, fishing back home and what do you like about fishing?
So my dad put me on fishing. I've been fishing since I was probably about 5 years old. In Texas, we don't got the species that it is down here. We really just catch reds, drum. I actually caught a flounder for the first time in, I believe, like 8 years before I actually came up here. That might have been some good luck for sure. So, you know, I love fishing. I just like sitting out there by the water, even if I don't catch nothing. You know, it's just something to ease my mind, get away from football, and really just get off the phone.
Yeah, man. Listen, you got mahi, you got sailfish here. Before you get to camp, man, you got to take advantage while you're here, man. You're the quarterback. You can't be catching mangrove snapper, man. You got to be getting the big things, man. What's going on?
I would do the sailfish for sure. I got the sailfish.
There we go. We'll take care of you.
Cam, I wanted to talk a little bit. We talked about the offensive line, which is one of the big reasons you came here. But that receiving core, that tight end core, some of the talent around you. Just talk about some of the guys that stand out and the relationship you built with them, because there's talent's always important. But that trust, we were just talking about it. We saw you mentioning a guy like Isaiah Horton, saying he's a guy who could take that next step. Who are some of the guys right now that you're really excited to work with this season?
I'd probably say the first one is Elijah Arroyo. He'll be the starting tight end for us. He didn't make a lot of plays today, but the whole spring he's been killing. Whether it's one-on-one matches versus a linebacker, he's beat the corner a couple times on go balls. So I'm really excited to see where he's going to end up, you know, this fall, because he's going to be a big factor in what we do offensively. And then also Elijah Lofton, a freshman, came in, one hands, two hands. I mean, I describe him as a Deebo Samuel for us. You've seen him toting that ball a little bit today. A lot of people don't want to tackle him. And I feel like us, we're going to have a balanced attack, especially once we get Mark Fletcher back coming off injury. So, you know, I feel like just what we're going to do offensively is just – it's going to be hard for defense to stop just because, you know, we can throw the ball efficient. We can run the ball efficient. You know, we can do that. It's going to be a hard team to beat.
Man, if we recruit another tight end named Elijah, we got to offer him right away, man, because we're getting some good luck there. But listen, as far as guys you could trust, certainly looked like you could trust number 7 out there today, Xavier Restrepo. Talk about that connection, and, you know, he threw the ball pretty good. You think he's trying to come for your job there? How do you rate his arm strength and his quarterback ability?
We got a little thing going in quarterback room. If you throw a good ball, we call it a seed. So I told him after he threw, it really should have been a P.I. I told him after he threw, it was a seed. You know, they kind of knew we was running. Coach Dawson going down the sideline, he's talking about 7. Is your arm ready? And then the whole defense heard it, so they knew the play was coming. But, you know, Strep is going to be that guy for us this year. I plan on him having the same season, if not better, than what he did last year. You know, the plays that he makes and one-on-one coverage, the way he can turn his body and move versus zone, it's elite. You know, I got a chance to play with a lot of good slot receivers throughout my college career, but I think he's the best one.
What's up, everybody? This is D-Money with the Canes Insight Daily Podcast. Want to tell you about our good friends at Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. If you've been in a crash, someone you care about's been in a crash, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Don't go with a rookie. Go with somebody who knows the process, who has experts at every single stage of the process, who will treat you like family, who will make sure that you're protected, taken care of. Don't have to worry about anything except for getting the finest legal care and having your case handled by the absolute best. Take back control of your life. 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Also want to talk about my friends at Caneswear. You can go to the store at Davie, Football Heaven, or caneswear.com if you're not local. Get the absolute best in Miami Hurricanes gear, Miami Dolphins gear, Inter Miami, Florida Panthers, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, you name it, they have it. Absolute best when it comes to Miami sports fans, merchandise, and the best staff in the business. Ask anybody, they'll tell you. But if you're not lucky enough to go to the store, go to caneswear.com. Everything is available there, the spot where Miami fans shop.
Cam, we got a question that has nothing to do with football. We've been wanting to ask this to you for a while, but when you were on your visit, there was a picture that went pretty viral. You ran into a famous musician from Miami, Rick Ross. Just talk about that, meeting him, and was that kind of like, man, Miami's a little bit different than Pullman, right?
It's a lot different than Pullman. It was good, though, for sure. You know, just coming out of there, because that was the first time I got to meet Rohan Marley. It was the first time I met him. So, you know, I didn't even know he played football here at U. So I'm still watching all the U documentary stuff right now. I'm getting caught up. You got to give me some time, though. I'm getting caught up. But, you know, meeting him, it was good, though, because, you know, I listened to a lot of his music. Not the new stuff, but the old stuff. I like the old Rick Ross. But, you know, him, getting a chance to meet him, I got a chance to talk to him outside of Prime 112, I have a number. So, you know, he's a good dude to know. But, you know, the stuff that he's done for this city, the stuff that, you know, he's going to do for our football team, supporting us, being there at Hard Rock, you know, with the fans. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Now listen, you were not a guy that was 5-star since you were a baby, you know, as far as the ratings. You're not someone who's been training, you know, you've seen those guys, right? You see them on social media and they're known as the guy the whole time. You were out there playing basketball and doing other sports and doing all those kind of things. How much do you think playing basketball, competing, being underrated has made you the quarterback that you are today, whereas some of those other guys sort of faded away after the hype died down?
I think it's one of the reasons why I am here, just because I carry that with me every day. Every time I step on the field, you don't know when it's going to be your last. Every time I step on the field, I feel like I'm the baddest one out there. And so, you know, when I get a chance to lace up those cleats, I know it's only 100 people who I care about. And that's the guys on our sideline, you know, and, you know, the fans and the family and my family in the stands. So, you know, every time I get on field, I don't take it for granted. You know, I always praise God. You know, I'm keep doing that, you know, and hopefully one day I'll get to where I want to be.
And let me just follow up on that. Playing basketball, right? Some people, they train year-round. You know, they're not competing. They're not playing games. They're just training to be a quarterback. You were playing basketball. From what I understand, you were a nasty point guard. How much do you think that has helped you right now as a big-time quarterback?
That helped me a lot. I think that's the reason why I can move like I can in the pocket, just putting myself at different body angles, different positions. And I also played baseball growing up. I was a shortstop and pitcher. So that's why I get a little bit of my sidearm. But, you know, I think today a lot of kids don't play multiple sports. I think they end up hurting them in the long run because your body's not used to making different movements. But then when you finally hone in on one sport, you have every tool in your toolbox.
I mean, I know you've been compared to this guy. I can't help but do it. Another Texas quarterback who played baseball, played middle infield, played basketball, was underrated. That's Patrick Mahomes. You know, you were doing a little bit of these shovel passes today and doing a little bit of the razzle dazzle. So has he been an influence on your game as a Texas quarterback?
For sure. He's one of my top quarterbacks. I love watching him, and Aaron Rodgers are really the main two quarterbacks I watch. Just because they both bring a different skill set. Pat, you know, he's known for all the playmaking, all the outside the pocket stuff, which is good. But the way I've seen him progress since he got from college to the league, just went in the pocket. And I think Aaron Rodgers, just the footwork he has, the aura he plays with, how he flicks the ball, you know, it goes up match. And that's why those two are going to – Aaron Rodgers, he's one of the best quarterbacks, and Pat's going to end up being one of the best quarterbacks.
Cam, you obviously face the defense every day in practice. Just talk a little bit about that side of the football and how you think that group is coming together.
That group is going to be the reason why we win a lot of games. You know, the battles that we go through day in and day out of practice, whether it's the ones, twos, or threes, everybody gets good work in. And, you know, the scrimmages really tell it all, because we have a lot of periods in practice where it'd be scripted, but once we go call it, that's the real football. And, you know, you see those guys running to the ball. And it's not one play where you don't just see one person. Every play, 11 people running. And I think we added the right guys, like Meech Powell coming from Washington. I got a chance to play against him twice. He's a great player. Bane, we already know what Bane's about. So I think we have the perfect fit for offense and defense, the way we play on offense and the way they, the way they can light you up under pressure, the way they know how to disguise blitzes. So I think they do a great job on the defense side.
I know you met with some legends this weekend as far as Hall of Famers, you know, Devin Hester, right? Andre Johnson, I think Michael Irvin spoke to you guys too, right? You not only being a Hurricane, but being kind of the guy with a lot of responsibility on this team. How does that hit you when you know all these legends are watching you on Saturdays and putting a lot, you know, of faith in you to bring this up?
It's good. I mean, you know, who wouldn't want to be in this position right here, you know? If you'd have told myself if I, coming out of high school, been a zero-star recruit, end up playing Power 5 quarterback, I'd have told you it's true. If you said been in Miami, I don't know if I would have told you that. But, you know, it's a blessing, though, to, you know, have guys like that who want to pour into you, who want to pour into the football team. Because at the end of the day, we all trying to win. Y'all want to see us win, and we want to win. And, you know, that's what we plan on doing this year for sure.
We'll get you out of here real quick. One question I wanted to ask you, though, for sure. I talked to the coaches, and I talked about your game when you were getting recruited by them. And the first thing they told me wasn't your arm, your athleticism, anything. They said IQ, off the field and on the field. So in terms of off the field, how important is it, the academic side and being a complete person to you and not just being, you know, a football player?
It's a big thing. I was blessed to get a degree from Washington State, working on a master's here. But, you know, it's good because everything ties into being a quarterback. And I think being a quarterback, you have to, whether it's leading by example, leading vocally, depending on what type of person you are, you got to do it a different type of way. It's all how the team gonna respect you at the end of the day. So, you know, I feel like I have my own unique style of, you know, getting guys to play together, getting team camaraderie. You know, at the end of the day, it's all about God. You know, he's gonna bless you. You know, you keep blessing, you keep praying, the blessing's gonna come.
Cam Ward, man, you have anything else, D?
No, just thank you, man. Appreciate you joining us, and hope you have a great season, man. I know a lot of people really, really excited to have you here in Miami, man. So thank you.
Appreciate you.